With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
America's hottest cities, weather-wise. Coming up is one of the categories, and your guess is as good as mine, along with luxury cars, ironically enough. Oh. First time for a few emails, though, from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
One from today, as far as nudity in the Solstice Parade, guys. Years ago, a girlfriend of mine and I were dancers on a drumming float in the Solstice Parade. We were painted gold and had gold ribbons around the essentials. So we're rolling down the route, dancing to the drums, enjoying the cheering, feeling hot. Well, at a certain point, people really started cheering us on. So we danced harder, thinking we're all that fantastic. It turns out that one of my boobs had slipped out of the ribbon and was dancing all on its own, not painted in the bright sunlight. Thank God I had great boobs. That from Trista. What happened to the great boobs yet, Trista?
I thought I had great boobs.
Yeah, had great boobs.
That part was a little disappointing.
Probably still have great boobs. Oh, let's see here. Boob bitches, today is my granddaughter Cheyenne's 9th birthday, last year in single digits, so she should get a Wendy Williams fart blast with a wedding puke and a holy SJ. Happy birthday, Che Che Butterfly. Love Papa Doug. Thanks, guys. Love the show. Play some crocus. Holy J! Play some crocus. Guys, our niece Carly Everett is turning 21 today. She would love a barbershop fish sandwich. And if you guys could have the Dirty Germans tell her what they're going to do to her on her birthday, that would make her day. She listens to you guys daily on her way home from work. Thanks, guys. That from Daryl and Heidi. Just so you know, there, Carly, your dad sent an email, and every single member of your family sent an email today. So you are very well loved.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Yeah, for your birthday, I would gladly plunge your south mouth.
Yeah, I'll be the bowl cleaner. Break out my brush and get around with it. I guess those are tough to reach parts.
Yeah, they call his penis the toilet brush.
How many taps you give on your toilet brush when you clean your toilet?
You mean after I'm done?
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Three, and then I realize with the dog, a nice follow-up is to grab the Lysol from under the sink and spray it. Because the dog, as soon as you scrub the toilet, apparently the aroma from that's like, I must eat that toilet brush.
Now, it's never mind this weekend. I was like, how many taps do I give?
Just get you comfortable and back up when you do it.
Oh, God. That one little drip gets on you.
And you're aware of it all day.
Guys, please give a birthday shout out to my nephew, John P., from his Aunt Connie. If Coach Ted could give him a pep talk about being locked up and Miles could give him an inspirational message, that would be awesome. I'm not sure what she means about him being locked up. I'm assuming that means COVID.
I'm thinking he's in jail.
Yeah. Maybe he has COVID in jail.
All right. So you're locked up. I don't know how long you're going to be back there, but everybody's thinking about you. Now, if you're related to this guy, it's his birthday, and I'm guessing he's in jail. Put some money on his book so he can get something good to eat.
No, man, put a file in a cake.
Get him some cigarettes, Aunt Connie.
Right, get him a vape.
Right, I guess if he's in jail, give him a cigarette. All right, remember, John, it takes a big man to cry, but it takes a bigger man to point and laugh and laugh and laugh at that man. Keep on lifting. All right. Well, if you're going to laugh at a guy crying. Better back it up. Congrats to my my lovely wife and best friend Orpheus for her 31st trip around the sun. So proud of the life that we made together and our growing family full of naughty dogs. Can she get an oh my god, what the hell is that? Followed by some turtle sex. Thanks, guys. Lots of love from Nico.
Oh my god, what the f*** is that, bro?
Guys, can I get a birthday shout out for my lovely girlfriend, Melody? She's been a tough and hardworking partner and a great mom to boot. She doesn't listen to the show by choice, but hopefully we'll tolerate the birthday segment. Can we get the Dirty Germans talking about the color yellow? And as a personal favor to me, finish that with a cut that bitch off. Thanks, guys. That from Micah.
Yeah, I do not know how much yellow we will be seeing unless you follow me to the bathroom. I think the color we'll be seeing today is white.
Yeah, it's like the color yellow as well. It reminds me of the bananas. Yeah, this is going to be something banana-shaped. It's your future.
Yeah, slightly rotten with brown spots.
Cut that bitch off! Net call!
It's kind of cool, that's what it looked like.
A fellas, banana. This thing looks like it's rotting. Could you give a happy birthday? It's amazing how fast you have a fresh, you know, ripe banana, you know what I mean? You just take it from your kitchen counter, and you only travel for 30 minutes, and it ages like 55 years.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. It'd be on that counter for another week and not look that bad. But the moment you take it out of the house, it looks like crap.
Yeah, same thing with avocado.
What the hell's going on with that?
Avocado is like, not ripe, not ripe. You got time.
Yeah, you don't have any time now. Fellows, could you give a birthday shout out to a Dr. Scott, a.k.a. the super strong, super fast athlete? Could you have you guys all talk over each other about your worst experiences that you guys have had due to aging? Thanks, fellows. We couldn't get through the work week without you. From the goat fighter and all the drunk losers at the Twisted Farm. I can tell you
simple,
this right
man.
Now.
Goddamn aging, heartburn.
You wake up with everything you just heard. You don't know why you
went.
Why did I sleep wrong?
Sometimes
I'm in pain. What did you do?
I went to sleep.
So why does your neck hurt? I went to sleep. Why does your knee hurt? I went to sleep. Guys, it's my friend Tom from New York's 45th birthday. Can I get your penis is too small? Followed by turtle wax and some thrill shotgun gets. Keep on rocking, fellas. That from Greg.
Get! Oh, you like that? Get! Get!
Guys, Bicholas, my name is Jim, but most of my friends call me Yellow, short for Yellow Man. I'd like to wish me a very happy 55th birthday today and many more. A daily listener, your show helps me keep my sense of humor in these crazy times. I'd like to get a Reel It In, Jay, a Kidfish sandwich, and a Sarah Palin Suck It Up cupcake. Cheers, guys. Keep up the awesome work. That from Jim.
Let's pull it in, Jay. Come on.
So, suck it up, cupcake.
All right, guys. Here we go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday! Happy, happy, happy birthday! Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you!
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweineflash.
Thank you, Mom. We appreciate it. Let's get a contestant on the line for Your Guess Is As Good As Mine, 206-421-ROCK, if you'd like to play the game. A couple extra emails. First of all, you guys have awesome. Been listening to your show for a long time. Thanks to the segment about Pixar Disney movies. On our drive home from Ocean Shores to Lacey the other day, I am now stoned out of my mind watching Disney Plus. Luca couldn't tell me, I couldn't tell you what the hell that was about, but it has very pretty colors. Now onward. Thanks, guys. That from Hope. She's sitting on her couch there. Sent us a couple pictures of herself getting stoned watching
that. I managed to avoid watching Luca this weekend. I thought for sure I'd have to watch it, but the kids downloaded it to the phone and then watched it in the back of the car. I didn't have to watch any of it. Game right. on. Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, it worked out perfect. Yeah. My kid says, I'm going to download Luca. I said, how much is that S going to cost me? Because it just came out. And I maybe because we have Disney Plus, I don't know. But they got it free.
Yeah. Or well, I mean, you're paying for it. You just don't. You've already been paying for it.
Yeah, they
you
like
got,
it.
Because you got The Mandalorian.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Did they like it?
I don't know. I really did not ask a lot of questions. I seriously.
All right.
I don't have to watch it. I don't care.
Omachola's, as far as when did I save someone's life, I was a senior in high school and was hiking and camping in the Grand Canyon. My last full day in the canyon, I start to overheating, so I haul ass ahead of the rest of the group to get to the creek and cool off. I had not been in the water for more than 2 minutes when a man came out of the bush to my right. He looks to me and has an unmistakable facial expression of, oh, thank God, a person. He calms down, then starts to overly casually chat with me. Eventually, he asks, you got any spare water? The guy only has two tiny water bottles, so I fill them up to capacity. More casual chatting. Then out comes, you know where the trail is to the top? I point out the trail to him, and he heads off. Well, my group then ran into him, and they chatted. Turns out he started on the rim that morning, made it all the way to the Colorado River before trying to get back to the rim. He missed the trail out of the side canyon and was hiking through the bush for way too long before being turned around and eventually finding me. If I hadn't gotten to the creek when I did, we would have missed each other. He would have kept on walking, and he would not have found the trail or gotten the clean water. We ran into another team who does night hiking, who ran into him close to the top still. But after the sunset, turns out going rim, river, rim isn't a casual endeavor. The best summary of the experience was my hike leader saying, they write books about idiots like that. Keep up the good work, guys. That from August. All right, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's easy game to play. We got a couple categories for you. Then from there, you pick from one and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Hello, Damien. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Hola!
Damien, welcome to the program. Your guess is as good as mine. All right, Damien, your categories today. We have the top 10 hottest cities in America. Now, these are cities that have a little bit bigger of a population than some of the small towns that actually do have higher temperatures. But overall, as far as population and where people live, these are the biggest cities in the United States and the ones with the highest temperatures. Then, Damien, we have the top 10 best luxury car brands that you can buy. So do you want to go luxury cars, and we're talking high-end luxury cars, or do you want to go the 10 hottest cities in the United States?
I have an American public school system education, so let's go with cars.
You want to go cars? All right.
I don't know city.
Okay. Damien, what we have for you...
That's good for kids. Mm-hmm. They want to know. He doesn't know geography, but he knows his cars.
He can teach you something. That's right. All right, Damien, these are some high-end cars here, and they are known as the top 10 best luxury car brands in the world. So when you think about cars, you got to go around the world on this one for luxury vehicles. So the way we play the game is you need to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. What is your first guess of a luxury car brand on Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Rolls-Royce.
Rolls-Royce. Give you an idea, that is number nine.
Jesus.
Number nine.
I just assumed that would be number one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one for one.
Nice. He's number two, I think, of Bentley.
You think of Bentley, you would be correct. Number 10.
Jesus.
And the list of the top 10 best luxury car brands, yes.
I mean, like, to me, right, those are always the pinnacle, the upper echelon.
Yeah.
But what about just like
Mercedes? I thought those were going to be the top two.
Yeah, what about just like Mercedes or Audi? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I'll follow Tesla. Let's do Mercedes for the next one.
Mercedes is number four.
All right. Okay.
That is the number four luxury car brand that you can buy, yes.
Easy. And another good one, BMW?
Number seven.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven on the list. And I believe, just to give you a little hint here, Damien, there's only one more German car brand on the list. So far, you're right with Mercedes, BMW, Rolls-Royce, and Bentley. Pretty sure there's only one other German car manufacturer on here.
So my next guess is going to be Italian. So I'm thinking Ferrari?
Number one!
There's
a big
one.
Boy right there, okay. Yeah. The top 10 best luxury car brands in the world, Ferrari number one on the list.
All right, and I don't know my German. Is Lamborghini German?
I think
Lamborghini
that's Italian.
Is not. It's Italian.
Oh, that's still my guess. Is there a Lamborghini on there?
Number two. We were just looking at the Lambo SUV. Golly, is that a car?
Yeah, we had never heard of it, but a very rich man just got busted one.
Yeah, and I'm telling you what, I think the price tag on this car, if I'm not mistaken, it's insane. Of course, my computer is not working because it hasn't all week. But 220,000 euros.
So it's about 260, 275,000.
Like $300,000.
Damn, that's a lot. All right, Damien, so far, man, you don't have any strikes against you, and you've gotten 6 out of the 10 correct.
Oh, man, now I'm starting to slow down, though.
Maybe, and I don't know.
Got any lucky guesses for me?
I mean, I was thinking maybe Maserati.
Ooh, I like Maserati. Yeah, let's go with Maserati.
Great
Jesus
guess.
Christ.
Not on the list.
Do not ask for my help. Damn it.
We know our luxury cars.
I'm still thinking Audi.
Yeah, because they make some real high.
You got Audis, you got Porsches.
You know, Ted's never wrong. Let's go Audi.
Oh, I am. Jesus. Thanks for the confidence.
Not completely.
Damien, we have an update. Ted is occasionally wrong.
All right. So, next one's got to be right. Man, I think I used all my phone of friends with you two.
There's still one German car manufacturer left on the list.
Personally,
is it Porsche?
It is Porsche, number six.
Oh.
Okay. All right, there's three left. You've gotten 7 out of the 10. You've got 2 strikes against you, Damien. You're doing pretty well here. These last three are going to be a little bit more difficult, but you've heard of all these luxury cars before.
Some suggestions from people listening. First of all, they say Lamborghini, it's now German because it's owned by Volkswagen.
Oh, otherwise, there we go. I blew that one.
The Maybach, which I believe is owned by Mercedes.
That's a Mercedes product.
Yes.
So Mercedes is already on the list.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it falls under the umbrella.
Probably wrong. I'm
going
to go with Tesla. I feel they have some nice luxury cars now.
Nah. Oh. And to be honest with you, Damien, the rest of these are pretty tough. You are correct with Bentley in number 10 and Rolls-Royce in number 9. Number 8 is Bugatti.
Yep, somebody just suggested Bugatti.
Number 7 is BMW, followed by Porsche at 6, which you got correct. Number 5 is Aston Martin.
Oh,
that would have been a tough one, but that's still on the list. Mercedes was number 4. Jaguar was number 3. You missed the Jaguar, followed by Lamborghini and Ferrari. There you go.
McLaren wasn't on there.
Yeah, a couple of people said McLaren, Bugatti.
And frankly, I only know some of those companies now because I started watching F1.
All those other cars were in the top 10 to 15. So almost every other car that you guys just barely missed was on there.
All right.
Still to come, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW.
Yay!
You're in the men's room.
All right, coming up, we'll drink and toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check out Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, police in California busted a, quote, illegal pistachio operation and arrested a man for stealing 42,000 pounds of pistachios.
Let's get cracking.
That's quite the hustle, pistachios.
That's a lot of stolen pistachios.
It really is. And how do you target that? Like, are you looking for the truck? Do you go to some pistachio factory or plantation?
Take them to a manufacturing plant where they could be packaged.
Right.
I think he worked for one of the, either like the pistachio farm or the plant. Or he had a connection.
Had to be an inside job.
Yeah. Right. Like he was the guy.
Who do you go up to and go, look, dude, I got 18-wheeler full of pistachios.
Right.
I'll sell them to you for half price.
Or do you hold up the 18-wheeler? You know, go old school, you know, outlaw style, man. Block off the road, stop the truck with guns, and like, hey, give me the pistachios.
Oh,
because
he worked there.
That's just stupid.
It is.
Like, look, if it's Brinks, you're like, we get it. There's cash in the bag.
It was definitely an
inside
job.
If it's pistachio nuts, like, bro, seriously. I mean, like, come on.
I like it, though, Mike.
Yeah.
Just an old school stick-up robbery for pistachio nuts.
They don't even have cars. They're on horseback, just standing there in the middle of the road. That's far enough there, partner. We'll take it from here.
Nuts.
You think they were still in the shell or were they deshelled?
I'm saying still in the shell.
All right.
You know, that way you don't question the quality.
42, that's raw, man. They're going to do it. They're going to cut it with what they want to.
Cut them with fentanyl.
That's right. They got to take it to their own factory. A man hiked up a hill supposedly haunted by supernatural evil dwarves with his girlfriend to propose. And then he realized that he had dropped the ring on the hike.
The evil dwarves stole it.
The Lord of the Rings.
That's the thing, is that it's actual lore of this area that this hillside is haunted by supernatural evil dwarves.
And that's where
I'll take that over bears. And
I will too.
Some other things that are going to be out there.
Yeah, but these are evil and haunted dwarves.
Right. That is just an oddly specific
Poltergeist.
It really is. And I'm not, it's haunted.
I think
specifically
England, though,
by evil dwarves.
England has some big ass cats, wild cats running around, though.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, they've got some.
It's just, you know, if you've ever watched, like, Ghost Hunters or anything like that, my basement is haunted by an old Civil War, you know,
but they lived
soldier.
There. You can go, right. You go, okay, there's a historical reason for you to believe
you that. Never see them go into some weird gravesite saying, yeah, there's definitely a supernatural entity here. I think this might be an evil dwarf.
Right.
That's a solid point. But I think also, like, evil spirits depend on where you go.
Spare.
Right? What's the big one in Ireland? The Banshee.
Yeah, Banshee. The Banshee. Sure,
mm-hmm.
sure.
Mm-hmm. Truth.
But at least that's kind of cool. You say evil dwarves. Even if it's true, you can't help but smile.
Right.
Oh, that scares the hell out of me.
Would it be better if they said an evil giant? Does evil, you know, it's kind of...
An evil giant, I feel better than an evil dwarf.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you can see the giant coming. Like, he can smell the blood of an Englishman, but but you can...
He wants you to watch, Mike.
That's right. Fire.
Yeah, evil dwarf sounds like... He's got like a, what's the axe on both sides?
Yeah, the battle axe.
The battle axe and this and that. And like, I don't know. It's kind of like a clown. It's weird, man.
Does he though? Or is he just a miner? He just in there digging the whole day through.
Still, if he's got a pickaxe, same difference.
That's true.
You know what it is? I think it's like short man's disease. I think that's why people freak out the evil dwarf. You say an evil dwarf, you're like, I know why they're angry. You know, the giant's just misunderstood. But the dwarf, I get it.
I get it,
I get
man.
It, little buddy.
I feel it. Oh, God. A man in Colorado was arrested after going on a tractor rampage.
Okay.
After having rammed it into several cars, a police cruiser, and his father's home.
You said it's Colorado?
Colorado.
I would say the last time I heard about a tractor, I can't remember if it was bulldozer or tractor, but it was also Colorado.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, probably 5 or 6 years ago.
That's what they do.
They're up too high over there, man.
Get mad. Steal big equipment.
That's right.
Mike, is it still sexy?
She thinks so. There's a plastic surgery trend in China where people are giving themselves elf ears.
Elf ears?
Elf ears.
Like they hang real low?
Oh, you mean like Spock?
No, they point up, yeah.
Oh, elf. I'm thinking of elephant. I don't know why.
They're
it
very
makes my
similar.
Face look smaller. Actually, it's supposed to. Apparently, the elf ears, the point kind of thins out the face a little bit, elongates it.
But what it also does is give you pointy ears.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, they have makeup. Grow a beard. I mean, there's all these things you can do, man. But
are these people all, like into, like, cosplay or furries?
I don't think it's that where you go, like, look, I get it. You're really into this. I think this is just a trend that's hitting what you
right.
would believe is otherwise normal people.
I believe that they're also dressed up from Halloween all the way through New Year's at this point.
My thing is, a lot of times you could make a small change about yourself, and everyone tries to figure it out. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, there's something different about you. With that, I'd be like, your ears were not pointy Friday,
right?
You know, instantly, right. Like I looked at you, and I didn't think something looks different. I said, their ears are pointed.
How does that post surgery look? By the way, you got to know those ears are puffy after that surgery.
Oh, right, yeah.
For that, man, but you got to keep a long haircut for a while there.
Yeah,
I don't think you want to go short right away.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
I also feel like sometimes in Asia, it's like people try to look like anime cartoons.
Yeah.
Like with their giant eyes.
Exactly.
Pointy ears.
Why'd you say it like that? The giant eyes.
And big old eyeballs.
And the pointy ears.
Your eyes.
There's a lot of aggression there, man.
Easy, man.
I just don't get it, all right?
I mean, people say, like, you know, when you get a tattoo, you still going to want that 30 years from now? Like, I assume I will. Maybe I'm wrong. But I feel better about my tattoo choices than my pointy ears.
Do what you want to do, man. Just really think it through.
Mm-hmm. I want to get some of these elf ears.
They actually do have prosthetic elf ears that you can put on so you can try out the look and see if it's what you want to go for.
It's not. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Remind me at some point this summer to show up one day with elf ears
Hell
on.
Yeah.
But don't tell anyone. Just go
right,
about
just
your day.
Just see if anybody notices.
Beachhead and then for Smith. Halloween, you know, the rest of your life, you're the Green Goblin.
Exactly. You can be the Keebler Elves. Yeah. You can be making cookies all
so
the time.
So many options.
I mean, for Christmas, it's pretty well a given all the time.
Oh, sure, sure.
You're saying
I think the Keebler Elves are probably my top elves.
Who else could top them?
No, that little dentist fun. Dude?
Right, Herbie. From Rudolph.
Hermie, with an M.
Oh, it's Hermie.
Yeah, it's Hermie.
There's a
yeah.
bunch of elves in Lord of the Rings, right?
There's yeah, those. It's weird how different elves can be. There's the elves that make toys that are about 2 inches tall and
right,
build
right.
everything. Then there's the wood elves of Lord of the Rings that are about 8 feet tall and light as a feather.
Would you hire them? I'm saying if Santa had
toys?
To pick elves, like, yeah.
They're very industrious. They do tend to be industrious in whatever lore that they're in, so yeah.
Yeah, elves are hard workers.
You're going to get the job done, man. Best possible quality. I mean, when it came to blades, like the elven blades were the good stuff. The toys, elven toys.
I only buy my drugs from elves.
Elven drugs.
I mean, overall, would you rather have the run-of-the-mill, you can have any Petrich Farm cookies you want, or Keebler elves?
I mean, just based on fudge stripes.
I got to go Keebler.
I got to go Keebler.
It's been a while since I've had Keebler cookies, but I got to get
some. I
know
you don't like coconuts. You probably don't like Samoas.
Correct.
But Keebler has a knockoff Samoa cookie.
Yeah.
It's almost better than
Samoas. I bet that they knock it out of the park.
Yeah, it's great.
Our Snap.
Fudge stripes.
Snap. I wonder
the same thing.
Are they elves?
They got to be elves, right?
I don't know that they are elves, actually.
They're the Keebler elves.
No, not that.
No, Rice Krispies. I think they're just pretty dudes. I think they're just uber small.
Yeah.
I don't think that they're officially elves. I don't think that they've actually been dubbed elves.
Why does everyone think we're elves? Because you're 6 inches tall.
Right.
I just Googled it. It's like, there's some argument on whether or not Snap, Crackle, and Pop are even elves.
They're elves.
As cereal mascots, it's not a huge amount of lore of info to go on.
That's fair. Yet we know that Captain Crunch is actually an admiral and not a captain.
Right.
A man put $20 into a cryptocurrency called Rocket Bunny. And woke up to see his investment had grown to the tune of $1.4 trillion.
Man.
But unfortunately, it was just a glitch.
Yeah, ooh. You don't say.
Yeah. I don't care how good of an investment that is. You're right. Going to double check.
Is this actually supposed to be there? I really don't want to have to pay taxes on all this.
Did you see the woman who went to...
Yes!
Did you read her quote?
She took $20 from the ATM, found out that she had, what, like $1 billion?
$1 billion. Her quote was, I was horrified. Okay, maybe you and I have a different way we see things.
Man, I'd be scared too, because I don't know whose money this is. I don't know if
it's
going to come back and
it is
claim.
Mine. It
right.
is in my account.
Now, if it's mine, I'm happy to take it. But if somebody's going to come looking for this, I want them to do it immediately so that I don't have to get dinged for this stuff.
Yeah,
I see this as
a
very problematic situation. Now, if it is just mine, yeah, sure. I'll pay the taxes on it. That's fine. I'll keep it. But the problem is when it isn't mine and then somebody's going to come after me with guns a-blazing, like I'm sitting there trying to hold up the money, like, no, take it back.
If you're dumb enough to put $1 billion in my account and that's a mistake, I would imagine your aim with a gun ain't so great either.
That's fair.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. I feel for $1 billion. Like, ooh, I think I put it in the wrong account.
Oh. 41% of Americans are intimidated by their own finances, by the way.
Intimidated?
Intimidated.
What do they mean? Just what they owe, or?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I didn't get into the minutiae of what intimidated by their own finances
means.
I
don't love what I owe, but not intimidated.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Only 44% of adults say that they're a good swimmer.
Well, it depends on what you're, I mean, competent?
So that
yes.
says that less than half of the people in this room are not good swimmers.
I mean, it depends if you qualify as good.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
you're not
going to
drown.
Yeah, I'm not going to drown. Look, but man. I don't know if I'd say I'm good, but out of my desire to remain alive, I can stay afloat.
Right.
Maybe that's the way to put it.
You ever do like 10 laps the pool? I mean,
yeah.
Like a decent sized
no.
pool?
Yeah, man.
It'll kick your ass.
It does.
It's not that you can't do it. It's just the flip turns and everything else. By the time you're done, you get out of the pool and you're like, I feel like 100 pounds more.
Right. I mean, yeah, put me next to Michael Phelps. Yeah, I'm a bad swimmer, but
sure.
I can hold
yeah.
my own in a pool.
Yeah, I like swimming. I like swimming in the ocean, like any kind of body of water.
Hell yeah, man.
I think it's more, there are some people, though, that can swim that just aren't very confident.
Did you do the mile swim in Boy Scouts?
I did an Ironman competition at summer camp one time. I don't know that I ever did the mile swim.
You crawl onto the beach.
Yeah.
I mean, you are just white.
Oh, yeah.
It will. I mean, you think about people who swim like 2 miles to shore after a boat capsizes. I mean, granted, their life's on the line, a little bit different on urgency.
Mm-hmm.
But man, oh, man, swimming kicks your ass.
Get oh, hey, we got an update on Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Hit me.
All right, nice.
Now, first somebody says Snap, Crackle, and Pop, the ears say it all. They got to be elves. I'm right there with you. That's what I believe. But apparently, according to Wikipedia, Snap, Crackle, and Pop are, in fact, gnomes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Screw gnomes.
Hmm. Yeah, hell with gnomes.
Hell with gnomes.
What about
man.
The Travelocity gnome?
He's all right,
awesome.
He's cool.
Right.
He gets a pass.
He's my favorite gnome.
Nah.
Are gnomes real? I mean, I know they're not real, but I mean, like...
You mean like lore or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, probably yeah. Irish again, English, you know what I mean?
They, yeah. Yeah, they come from... I think they're German.
German? Okay, whatever. Somewhere in Europe.
Yeah, there's some European.
It's just a short dude in a pointy hat.
Correct. Just a different kind
he's
of
He's a gnome.
Hat.
It must be magic.
But they ain't dwarves. The whole thing. Dwarves hate the gnomes because they're different. A woman is claiming to be in love with an alien after a UFO abducted her.
Even the alien's like, you're crazy.
That's right.
Not going back there.
Delete my number, please. I don't want any more of this.
Would you, we jump on a spaceship, we fly to another planet, some hot alien decides she loves her. Come on. get in there, Mike.
I have to be into the situation, but I mean, I ain't going to say no at this point in time.
I'd never say never.
That's right. Hey, you know what? If the situation's right, why not?
Oh, I would totally hook up with an alien.
What's the movie like, Total Recall?
Yeah, well, the three boobs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you get that, like...
Hell yeah. You get into Star Trek, you get green chicks.
Just want one boob. You know what I mean? Right in the middle.
What if it's on the back?
Little cyclopean
just
boob.
Throw people off.
Great boob, man.
One boob.
I wear V-nex.
Great boob.
Thanks. You should see the nipples. They're smaller.
Singular boob.
They're not even... I still have two nipples. Just one boob. They're both on the same singular boob.
Looks like droopy eyes.
Are you okay?
Oh, goodness gracious. Gentlemen, summer has finally officially begun, and what better way to kick things off than 10 fun facts for the start of summer?
Are you ready
for
this? Okay.
Let's test your guys' knowledge here. Everybody's favorite drink here during the summertime says Americans drink about 3 billion gallons of iced tea a year.
I thought you were going to say lemonade.
You'd think. Mm-hmm. I need to get on iced tea. I shunned it for so long, but now my palate's starting to come around, and I might actually be starting to like iced tea.
My problem, I only like iced tea that is not real iced tea. Like, if you actually steep real tea and make iced tea, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I just want the crap in a bottle that almost tastes like iced tea.
Did you ever get a green iced tea from Starbucks?
No.
You'd like that.
I was more of the black tea crowd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like tea. I like all kinds of teas. Hot teas, cold teas.
Yeah, I do not like tea.
Sweet teas.
According to the National Tea Association, over 75% of all the tea that we drink here is the ice variety. So
okay.
25 to 75.
Mike, you know the secret. You got to cook it hot and then let it cool off.
Exactly.
Put the sugar in while it's hot.
Bingo. Yeah. Let it dissolve right, man. Nice, fun summer treat. Popsicles were invented by mistake. Back in 1905, a man in San Francisco left some sugary water out overnight, and it froze. Then he realized it was delicious.
That's it. End of story.
Basically, okay. He just left Kool-Aid sitting outside, and it froze. He's like, huh, not a bad idea.
My kids are all over the popsicles right now, man.
You guys go Otter Pops? Carve their mouths open.
I have no idea what they are. Do not care. They just, when they're good, like, go ahead, have a popsicle.
We'll say,
I don't know if it was a financial thing or what, but we were kids.
I never got popsicles.
We made our own popsicles because our parents wouldn't buy them. So you get an ice cube tray.
Yep.
You fill it up with Kool-Aid.
A little cellophane wrap.
Put cellophane on top and then stick your toothpicks down and, you know, next day, boom.
Yeah, ghetto sickles.
It's great.
Yeah, we did both.
Still
we had popsicles, but it was, like, fun to make them at home.
It was fun to make them.
And my mom had, like, this little Tupperware thingy-bob. It, like, had the things that go down and the stick.
Oh, yeah.
Put the lid on there.
All the most ghetto thing we did was put Twinkies in the freezer. Make it the inside like ice cream.
All right.
That was a treat.
Summer games are upon us, and there's enough water in an Olympic-sized swimming pool to take 9,400 baths.
Really?
It's enough to take one bath a day for 25 years inside of that pool.
Damn.
There's a lot of water in a pool.
There's a
Olympic
lot.
Olympic size.
Man, it's crazy.
Who's bathing that much?
Once a day for 25 years? Another nice summer snack here. There are over 300 varieties of watermelon in the world.
Really?
I mean, I go to the grocery store and I see that there's big ones and there's little ones, and I feel like there's seedless ones.
Yeah, there's seedless ones.
I buy them based on the amount of people that are going to eat watermelon.
Right. I love watermelon.
Like a turkey.
Man.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to feed X amount of people, you buy a bigger turkey.
Right. If you have a watermelon, everyone present is going to eat your watermelon.
Absolutely.
Quickly.
Now, oh, my God, I forgot how good this is.
Do you guys prefer it diced or you want to go off the run like you traditionally do?
Either way.
It's fantastic, either way.
I'm with Miles. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm determined. Diced is better only because my son eats it, and when he eats it off the rind, I find the rind.
Ah, very nice.
Yeah, and I feel like eating it off the rind means, like, you're at a barbecue or a cookout specifically.
Right.
Like, at the house, it's always just diced up.
Cantaloupe and honeydew melon for breakfast on Sunday morning.
Because you're 400 years
old.
Man. Fantastic.
Did it come with a multivitamin?
No, it did not. Actually, all the vitamins and minerals are right there in the delicious food.
I'm with you. I like all melons, but some people hate on honeydew.
Mm-hmm. 10 facts for the start of summer. For the coming holiday, we'll eat around 150 million hot dogs on the 4th of July weekend alone this summer. That's enough to stretch across the country more than 5 times.
Planning on having hot dogs tonight.
Do you guys go the traditional, like, ballpark Frank, or do you kind of up the game a little bit when it comes to
hot dogs? Nah, dude, it's straight up. Just
I go Hebrew.
Oscar Mayer, or whoever.
Hebrew National, but Ballpark Frank's really good.
I've always the hot dogs that we always went with. We'd go to Costco, and they had just a traditional. They had a Polish sausage in there, and they had a traditional hot dog there. They were the same size. They were the big boys, man.
Yeah,
those are the big boys.
It's probably what they serve at the stand.
Absolutely,
it is.
It is, man. Fantastic. Summertime favorite, Wham-O started selling Frisbees in 1957, but the first Frisbees were actually pie tins college students like to throw around. It's also where the name came from. They got the tins from the Frisbee Pie Company in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Huh. That's a good fact.
Yeah, man.
I like that.
Frisbees were actually pie tins. 10 facts for the start of summer. Number 4, the Eiffel Tower gets 6 inches taller in the summer.
It gets excited.
It does. The metal expands from the heat.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
It's uncomfortable. I get it. It all makes sense, but you're like, I don't want to go to the top of a very tall structure.
No.
I just think it's more impressive that they can measure that. That they know that you know what I mean? Like,
I'm pretty sure that thing's growing
like right
during the
heat. Like, you know what I mean? Like, right here.
You know what they do? They just got that same old lady that tells you that you're not as tall as you say you are. They say, how tall are you? 6'4". Now, my cousin Edgar, he's 6'4". You're shorter than him. Like, no, me and your cousin Edgar are the same height.
Right.
You ask me my height. Why am I debating this
one? Or he's lying to you.
Right. So it's the same one. Nah, it's got to be 6 inches taller than it was in December.
10 facts for the official start of summer. We tend to be happier in the summer. A study in 2011 found that it's true by analyzing tweets from 2.4 million people. They said it might be because there's just more sun.
I would think that's completely it. Just sunny weather makes people in a better mood.
Good old natural vitamin D, man.
Daylight's longer.
Yeah. Daylight's longer, which obviously we need to survive, but the other thing is it's beaten in our head.
Right.
Right. You go to school, and then you got out for so ever since childhood, just in your brain, it equates to a better time.
And it never goes away when you're an adult.
Yeah,
like, you want some time off. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, you know.
My kids are all from school. I'm still coming into work, but we're all happy.
Yeah. Yeah, and Miles is right. Like, if you're going to take, like, a long week or two for a vacation, you're probably doing it in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And correct me if I'm wrong, the drinks just taste better when there's sun outside.
They sure as hell do.
I want to go home and I want to grab something cool, ice cold, and just sit out on my back deck and just enjoy a drink.
I've been thinking about beer all day.
Amen. Absolutely, man.
Because it's so hot outside. Yeah. I'm like, ooh, I can't wait to get back in the same heat and then drink a beer and go, God damn, it's hot out here.
Right. These are the times, too, when you drink a Michelob Ultra.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, oh, this is so refreshing.
Oh, I was cruising through them on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. It's like, they're just going down.
The world's largest scoop of ice cream weighed 3,010 pounds.
Just put it in a bucket.
Must have been a bad breakup.
Well, damn. How do they scoop it?
Right, that's what I'm wondering.
With a very big scoop, obviously, Miles.
It says a company in Wisconsin pulled it off in 2014 and then used it to hand out free scoops all weekend long.
Oh.
I agree with you, though, Miles. If you're packing onto a scoop, then it is not a scoop.
I mean, if you make a big tub of it, I guess they can consider it a scoop. To me, it's just a big tub of ice cream.
But you need something massive
to call it a scoop.
Right.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's a pile of ice cream.
Right.
It's a pile of scoops.
Right.
It's a bunch of scoops.
And this is the number one fact for the official start of summer. Do you guys know where the term dog days of summer comes from?
Baseball?
Mr. Hill.
Man, I heard this once.
I did
no
too.
Idea.
It's
and
something
you're,
like...
You're the nerd. You should know this.
Thank you.
It's because the dog's panting and super hot in the middle of summer?
Astronomy.
Oh.
Sirius is called the dog star. It rises in late July in ancient Greece. The dog days meant the hottest part of the year.
Okay. You can see that.
There's a webcam in the mountains of Austria that caught a little more than the beautiful sights.
What did they catch, Mike?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Hey, Mike, headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for profile. This is 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we managed to drink in time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.